Welcome to another edition of True Admissions. I'm your host, Kent Barnes, and today I'm joined by Debbie Blaylock, one of my colleagues from the Communications and Marketing Office at Augustana, who has just recently completed the college search and selection process with her daughter, who chose Carleton College, correct? And you have a rising junior who is going through the process right now. So over the course of the past few years, and for that matter, for the foreseeable future, you'll be wading through lots of college admissions materials and visiting lots of websites and seeing all sorts of new and interesting terms. And I understand one of the terms that you've been seeing a lot of is demonstrated interest, which is why we're here to talk a little bit today. So welcome, Debbie. I'm glad to have you here today.
Thanks very much, Kent. I'm glad to be here. Yes, as any parent who has a student looking for college, the enormous pile of materials that have arrived at our doorstep and the emails, it is overwhelming. And it's been very interesting to see how different colleges and universities present themselves. Something I've been seeing lately is a term, a demonstrated interest. And I'm not too sure how that differs from general interest.
Demonstrated interest, or sometimes when I'm talking to prospective students and their parents, the show me the love quotient that sometimes is discussed on some college campuses. Demonstrated interest is a real thing, and it is different from just regular general interest. And there are colleges and universities that have begun to make clear statements on what they value as part of demonstrated interest and how it might play into the admissions and selection process. This is a relatively recent development in college admissions and in the college search process, where colleges have said to families that they place a value on demonstrated interest. So what you're reading it's a real thing, and although it might be a little flip for me to talk about show me the love, that's really what it is. And I can go into some examples of what demonstrated interest might be, but I want to make sure I answer your questions, Debbie.
Well, that's I'd like to know some specific examples, because, you know, should I try to convince my prospective student to wear the college sweatshirt that we're going to visit and stalk a admissions counselor and follow that person around all day?
Wow.
Would that demonstrate enough interest?
Those are great questions. And I think naturally a parent and a student might be left with those questions. What exactly does it mean? What is demonstrated interest? And I think that this is a fair question. And those colleges that do place a value on demonstrated interest are usually going to have some type of a statement on their website or in their view book, which indicates what is demonstrated interest at that institution. So some of the things would be probably fairly predictable. Visiting a college is a pretty important demonstration of interest in the college. But as you can imagine, in this day where colleges and universities, as well as anybody else, can find out if you've opened an email that's been sent, that might be demonstrated interest. It might be visiting with the college representative when they are visiting your high school, or they're hosting a reception in your local community. I guess the real thrust of demonstrated interest is colleges and universities are paying attention. They want to know what type of level of engagement a student has with the recruitment program. So they're paying attention to whether or not you ever pick up the phone when an admissions counselor or financial aid counselor is calling. They're keeping track of how many times you've visited campus. They're paying attention to whether or not you're following the directions that have been given. All of those things are demonstrated interest. I think that there are some people who think that, gosh, the only way you can demonstrate interest is to do exactly what you described, Debbie. You show up on campus in the cheerleader outfit. You've got the school tie on, and this is the way to show interest. There are lots of other ways, and it is oftentimes in your own community, visiting that rep at the high school or at the regional reception. Is that helpful?
It is helpful. Myself and other parents, too, you know, some schools that our kids want to look into are far away, and it's too expensive for us to visit. But you mentioned that they can tell that they're opening emails and everything. What would you say about a student going ahead and calling the admissions office, and would that be a good example of demonstrated interest.
Absolutely. And I do want to note that not every college or admissions office cares about demonstrated interest. Some are just so big and so massive that they can't really place a value on demonstrated interest. But I think that those students who show initiative, so picking up the phone, scheduling your own appointment, sending a letter requesting information rather than just having your name added to a database at a particular college or university because they've purchased your name, making sure that you have the one-on-one interview when it's offered. If a college says we recommend or we offer the interview, a great demonstration of interest is to make sure that you schedule that. So I think there are lots of ways. You mentioned that there are colleges that your daughter's considering that are far away. And you have to determine when and where and what time to visit. And it's not always the visit. There are other ways to engage. Answering emails. I'll tell you, at our institution, for example, when we have a student who applies and has not visited the campus, we oftentimes, during the application review process, send those students a note back and ask them a few questions to gauge their level of interest. And those questions are fairly straightforward. What attracted you to apply to our college? What are some of the important factors that you're considering in your final decision? And do you plan to visit? All really good gauges of interest. And if your daughter were to receive an email like that, I would hope that she'd answer it.
Okay. That's all great things to remember. You've probably seen a lot of demonstrations of interest during your years in admissions and enrollment. What's one of the coolest ones you've ever seen?
Well, that's a great question. And it actually is this year and wasn't a student who was going through the admissions process, but had already made their decision to attend Augustana. And the graduation party that the student hosted, they did in their lawn the Augustana A, and it was beautiful. It was like a Major League Baseball stadium, but with the Augustana A. That's a heck of a demonstration of interest. So thank you very much, Debbie, for your questions. I hope that these answers were helpful as you navigate the process. And as you identify, demonstrated interest is an important consideration at an increasing number of colleges. I'd like to thank you all for joining me once again for another edition of True Admissions.